What's up, guys? We're back with another episode of J-Dub's Project, and today we're talking about taking risks and why you need to take risks in life. Stay tuned. Welcome back to another episode of J-Dub's Project. If you're new, I appreciate you for tuning in. If you've listened to my last episode, thank you for coming back. I appreciate you. And today's episode is about taking risks. And what risk are you taking to improve the quality of your life and to get out of your comfort zone? All right, I got a question for you. Have you ever reflected on a time in your life where you wish you had done something differently? Like maybe be a little more courageous and audacious? I had moments in my life where I wish I had done something differently and was a little bolder. So if we broke it down here, I'm talking about regret. I can literally go on and on about regret, but that's literally for another podcast. So what I'm saying, if you don't take any risks in life, you're going to be full of regret. Who wants to live with regret? I can't live with myself being 70, 80 years old wishing I had done something when I was younger. And Gary Vee says it best, regret is poison. One of the biggest risks that I've taken was when I spent $1,000 on a training program from Tai Lopez. The program was to start a social media marketing agency. And after reflecting on it, it was literally the best decision I have ever made. It allowed me to get the knowledge that I have today. And it was also the foundation to starting this business I'm starting. If I think about it, had I not invested in that program, I would have probably regretted that because of who I am today and how I want to start a marketing agency. I wouldn't have had the knowledge that I do now. And it was literally the best investment that I have ever made. And it helped me start my journey in entrepreneurship. And it started back in 2016. So here's a little side story about my investment into the SMMA. I was actually going to use that money to buy a MacBook on Black Friday in 2016. And I was a little short on the money, but it was no big deal because when I was following Tai Lopez, he gave me some perspective about investing in yourself. I really wanted this MacBook so that I could start an online business of some sort, but I had no idea how to do that. And Tai Lopez said it best, investing in yourself, learning from professionals is like using a GPS. And let's break it down. Let's say you wanted to go somewhere you've never been. You're not going to just drive there, right? You're going to use a GPS. The purpose of a GPS is to get you to your destination without making the wrong turns, the wrong exits, or whatever it is. It saves you time and a headache, right? So by investing in yourself, learning from others, they teach you how to do it. They give you a blueprint on how to start a business. And that's what Tai Lopez did in the program. He shows you how to start a business, how to become legal, how to get clients, how to sell, and how to use social media advertising. I learned so damn much in that program, and I still have it to this day. It was one of the best investments I've ever made. And the cool part about it was he had so many entrepreneurs who have successful businesses and marketing, like Billie Jean and Joe Soto and many more, that teach you what they did to get clients. The point I'm trying to make here is that investing in yourself is the key to your personal growth. You must take the risk to learn. A lot of people these days are cynical when it comes to the internet, and you have so much information out there that is available to you so that you can learn and invest in yourself. If you're not sure about investing in someone's course or seminar, look them up. See what people have to say about them. It's that easy. I personally feel that when you take risks in life, it really makes things fun. Life feels like an adventure, and not many people are willing to take the risk because they're so fearful. And this is why I say high risk equals high reward. And you might have heard this before, but when you take risk, you get a nice reward from it, whether that be success or a learning lesson. Not every time do you win, but when you take the risk, you learn and grow, getting out of your comfort zone, and that's what life is about. Here's another big risk that I took back in 2017, and I decided to move to California to be with my family and pursue my dreams. I literally came to California with $400 to my name. So here's the problem. So many individuals are so comfortable with their job or where they're living and what they're doing. You must think big and take some big risks to get a better job, to move to another city. When you allow your fears to kick in and hinder you from succeeding and growing, you're just going to be comfortable and just accept your life. Are you really going to find happiness in that? Or would you rather change things up and create an adventurous life? Since I've moved out here to California, I have been able to grow and build my confidence all while getting out of my comfort zone. Trust me, it is not easy. And I know I have to do it though. I don't want to live someone else's dream. I would rather live my life the way I want and make my dreams a reality. What do you want with your life? Ask yourself those questions. What kind of risks are you going to take to live to your full potential, to get out of your comfort zone? They don't have to be some big, giant risk, but you must get yourself out of the corner and strive for greatness, because your success is your obligation. But you're not going to get there if you're not taking any risks. Who cares what anyone says about you and the risk that you take, whether it's big or small? Who cares? Just do you, grow and be a better version of yourself each and every day. Don't value anybody's opinion. Listen, when you go all in and make success your obligation, you are hungry to take risks because of the rewards that come from it. And you just seize and take advantage of any opportunity that comes your way. And that's how it should be. Never wait for the right time. That never works. And I've been there before. I've waited for the right time. And really, when you wait for the right time, you're just making excuses and you're procrastinating. Don't procrastinate. Do it today. Today is the right time. Look, I'm telling you, I see this on social media all the time. I see people complaining about where they're living or who they're hanging out with, or they're complaining about their job. Listen, if you don't like those things, change it. Take the risk and change it. Your life can change drastically just from those little changes. You have social media, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, podcasts. You have all the resources at your fingertips to change your life. You could start a business on those platforms and literally change your life doing something that you love. I was listening to a podcast by Andy Frisella. You should check him out on Instagram and his podcast. He's a badass entrepreneur. And they were talking about how you can start a business talking about butterflies. Literally, you can talk about their size, where they originated, the color, their wingspan, whatever it is. You can get into so much detail using all the social media platforms. And one day you can monetize and create an income for yourself doing something that you are passionate about. Imagine doing something that you love for a living, creating an income that could be unlimited. Just imagine and picture that. The point I'm trying to make here is you have to take the risk. I'm telling you, it's going to be the best thing you can do for yourself. You just got to get out of your comfort zone. Never value somebody's opinion of you, and you just got to make it happen. Don't procrastinate. I'm telling you, it's going to hurt you, and you're going to live with regret when you're older, and you're going to wish that you had taken the risk. Just make it happen. I'm getting fired up over here just talking about this stuff because I'm so passionate about it, and I really hope that you got some value from this message. I hope that you start taking some risk and improving the quality of your life and getting out of your comfort zone. Like I said, do it for yourself and do it for your future self. It's going to pay off, I promise. I'm going to wrap things up now, but if you enjoyed today's episode just as much as I did, please leave a review and subscribe. Let me know if there's anything that you want me to talk about, because really, this is all for you guys. I want to give you as much value as possible. So let me know. You can hit me up on Instagram at @itsjosephwells or email me at jdubsproject@gmail.com. Until next week, guys, we're going to have an awesome episode next week about insecurities, and I hope you tune in.